types of loan.
Consumer credit includes different types of loans. These are the most common ones. Non-specific loan, opening a current account credit facility, revolving credit card, special purpose loan, or linked credit agreement.
Non-specific loan. Personal loan.
A personal loan is usually granted for general cash needs. The lender pays a lump sum to the consumer, who then pays it back in installments. As protection against the risk of non-repayment, the lender can ask for personal guarantees such as a surety and/or an insurance policy. A surety is a commitment to personally paying the debt of another party to the lender. The guarantee is personal because the lender can claim against all the guarantor's assets.
Loans against one-fifth of salary or pension and deduction of payments.
The law allows employees, public and private, and pensioners to pay back loans granted by using up to one-fifth of their salary or pension. In this case, the employer or pension fund withholds the installment from the salary or pension and pays it to the lender. Pensioners can only ask for the transfer of a fifth part because only one payment can be withheld from their pension, which cannot exceed one-fifth of the monthly amount received. Employees, however, can ask for bigger loans and use a further fifth of their salary. In this case, as well as using one-fifth of their salary, they must also enter into a deduction of payment contract with the lender. This loan is very similar to a salary-backed loan because it allows borrowers to have another fifth of their salary deducted so that they can get a bigger loan. Applicants for these loans irrevocably authorize their employers to withhold the installments from their salary to repay loans granted by a bank or financial company. An insurance policy may also be requested for this type of loan to cover the risk of the borrower dying and/or losing their job. The employer is obliged to respect salary-backed loans, but can decide whether or not to approve the deduction of a further fifth of a salary. Salary-backed loans are legally required to have an insurance policy to cover the risk of the debtor's death and/or loss of employment. Anyone who requests a salary-backed loan enjoys all the rights and protections provided for by consumer credit, regardless of the amount of the loan.
Opening a current account credit facility.
The bank agrees to make a fixed maximum amount available on a client's current account. To access this money, the client has to pay a fee to the bank, but only pays the interest indicated in the contract on the amounts used. When the client pays back part or all of the amount used with interest, the amount will become available for use again.
Loan with a revolving credit card.
With a revolving credit card, the cardholder not only has a payment instrument, but also receives a real loan, which can be used to make purchases directly at retailers or to withdraw cash. The loan is repaid in installments and with interest at a rate that is usually variable. The card can be used until the maximum limit set by the lender is reached. Every time the amount used, the principal, is paid back through installments, this amount can be spent again by using the card. This is why it is called a revolving card.
Beware! Interest rates or loans granted with a revolving credit card may be higher than those for other types of consumer loans. The minimum installment payment is usually low, and this is why you need to check the loan documentation to see the share of the installment, the principal, that contributes to reducing the amount of the residual debt. Otherwise, there is the risk that the duration of the loan will be extended and it will take much longer to pay it back. Special purpose loan.
A special purpose loan or linked credit agreement is a loan for the purchase of a particular good or service to be paid back in installments. A consumer can get this type of loan directly from a seller that has an agreement with one or more banks or financial companies and usually manages the loan on their behalf. The contract must include a detailed description of the goods or services and an indication of what they cost.